Welcome back for session 6. We're more than halfway through the course now. And so far we've woken up, calibrated, expressed care for the present moment, and taken the risk to express ourselves authentically. These 4 principles in themselves are a significant undertaking, but I think they are also very doable as long as you remember to do them. And that's really what this course is for, to help you remember to act on these principles that might seem obvious, but can be really challenging to do when the habit door opens so easily. It might just take some consistent effort, some spiritual discipline, to keep opening the door of authenticity again and again until it starts to become the door that you automatically reach for. And then watch it unfold into a life that is less and less filled with regret. But sometimes that means that you have to face the regret that might have already piled up. It's there either way, if you look at it or not, so you have the choice to look at it and potentially dissolve the regret that you will feel 5 years from now. Or continue to use the habit door to avoid it, and then maybe feel an exponentially larger amount of regret in the future. I know that makes it sound easy, but I also know that it isn't. And I'm attempting to open my own authenticity door each day, and I realize that it's not easy. So just know that I'm putting in the effort alongside you. And today we'll be focusing on 2 daily principles together, what I like to call reception and creation. And I've included them in the same session because I see them as working together in a sort of complementary dynamic, like the inhale and the exhale functioning together, receiving and creating. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation, or taking notes, or moving around, all are welcome by me. But just make a clear choice now, and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of, this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time, together. And now I'll ask you the question again, why are you here? And what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind and answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can and try to provide an answer that is coming from you and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here? And what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. And so see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth. Feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this, and to receive the message that I have for you today, as fully and openly as you can, an empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space, breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath, however it is. And settle into this experience here with me. This is all there is. Okay, so now the dynamic principles of reception and creation. Receiving and creating. Like the movement of the breath, a wavelength of taking in what's new from your environment and then creating newness of your own. Reception is making sure you're spending some part of your day taking new things in, being open and learning, taking in the newness of all of this that's happening only right now in this moment, taking in the newness of other people. Even if you have a shared history with them, and maybe especially if you have a shared history with them, letting go of your ideas about who they are based on the past, and opening up completely to who they are unfolding in front of you in this moment. I believe they will feel that receptivity, and it unlocks their own willingness to be vulnerable with you, because they sense that you are open and genuinely interested in who they are right now. Taking in the newness of our work, of nature, of our daily tasks that might have become mundane. This is embodying the beginner's mind that you might be familiar with. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few. That quote from Shunryu Suzuki. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few. So that's reception. Simply taking a stance of just receiving, letting go of any sort of doing or proving or effort to exert, and remembering to look at things through the eyes of a complete beginner, at least at some point during the day. And you might ask yourself now, how do I receive new things throughout the day? When do I learn something new? Where am I the most receptive? And where am I the least receptive? And where could I receive more in my daily life? So then we have the counterpart to reception, creation. And here I'm referring to creative expression of meaningful work and play. So connecting to what is most meaningful about the work that you do. Why is it that you do what you do on the deepest level? What do you connect with about your work? And how can you create in whatever way you do, with all of your heart? And then in addition to your work, which is likely to some degree instrumental, working in order to receive something, like money, also finding at least some time during the day for play, for no other reason than the act itself, creative expression just for the sake of expression. I'm lucky to have a few people in my life with whom I can be completely silly in a totally unfiltered and bizarre kind of way. And this feels so cathartic to me. I like to call it brain balancing. Acting with no intention other than just to express something you feel inside. and letting go of care about embarrassment or anything like that. So there's an element of authenticity to brain balancing, letting go of things having to make sense or be rational, and just saying or doing something as an act of spontaneity. So if you're willing right now, you might even make a movement or a sound in this moment that feels spontaneous, even if it feels awkward or silly. Do something right now that feels spontaneous. And I'm wondering what you did, if I could do something right now. Ha! And I felt a hit of embarrassment as I did that. I'm wondering what your judgment of that noise was. And that's okay. Now, this might sound weird, but sometimes while I'm driving, I will scream at the top of my lungs for as long as I can. And it just feels so good, both the act and the deep silence at the end that follows the scream. So you might play with that as a non-instrumental creative act, a little rebellion against the rules of social norms, if you can find a space where you can scream. In your car, it might be a good opportunity. You might have to let go of worry about someone passing you and thinking you look weird, because maybe they will. But it's a pretty powerful experience for me. And now, in terms of your work and productivity, for me, the most essential thing there is to have a good system. A system that is well thought out, that you trust has everything stored and organized, that acts as a sort of external brain. Your brain is a powerful connector of information and a creator of new cool stuff based on these connections, but it's really not very efficient at storing information. And this is why it's so helpful to have an external brain system for storage and organization, and to free yourself up with as much cognitive bandwidth for human creativity as you can. I recommend reading the book Getting Things Done by David Allen to help you set up this system if you don't already have one in place. And the app OmniFocus is a really good application to help implement it. That's what I do, and it's really kind of revolutionized my life. But there are many systems out there, and you may already have one that works for you, but this might be a time to revisit it and refine it, putting in the effort on the front end to reduce unnecessary strain on the back end and to free you up for your own human creativity. So you might ask yourself now, how do I create? What's my creation process like? What's my organization system like? And how would I want my system to be optimally? How do I connect deeply to the work that I do? And how do I play just for play itself? So going back to reception, from my life, one example of it is the act of reading. I never used to enjoy reading in my younger years at all, really. I would just read summaries of books to get by in classes. But somehow I developed this habit along the way. And now I see it as maybe my greatest tool in life. Opening up a book is like revealing a whole universe that you didn't know existed. And then I am inevitably a changed person through the process of reading a book. Recently, I read Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. And this was a gift given to me by my mom, so it has a little extra significance. And it is a beautiful experience to read. I can just share with you that I like to underline and rewrite sentences or keywords that stick out to me while I'm reading, and that allows me to really immerse myself in the world of the book and be fully receptive to all that it has to offer. So I switch into this full reception mode. And this can be applied to relationships as well. There's a line that goes, "Be interested, not interesting." Be interested, not interesting. And I think we can fall into the trap of wanting to impress others, to show others how interesting we are, so that they will approve of us or like us. But it's a fun experiment to let go of trying to be interesting, and just switching fully into being interested. Interested in learning something new from this person in front of you. What is it that they're really communicating? So, the balanced dynamic of reception and creation. Just noticing both of these playing out in your life and seeing if they're maybe in an imbalance and balancing them out. And making sure you're spending time in both at different points throughout the day. Okay, and now we will finish up this session by slowing down and connecting with the spirit of this dynamic of reception and creation. Feeling the spirit of the dynamic beyond just the words, beyond the conceptual labels, and connecting with the spirit of climbing the mountain of just one day, through each of these daily principles combining together. So let's breathe in and out the spirit of reception and creation. Breathing in, reception. And then breathing out, creation. And breathing in, receiving all that is brand new, really soaking it in. And breathing out, creation, expression of your authentic self in your work and play. In, reception. Out, creation. Something I like to do here is a movement of the hands and the arms. If you're interested, you don't need to, but if you like, you might try it out with me. Breathing in, reception, and starting with your arms straight out in front of your body, and waving your hands in toward your body as if you're pulling in the space in front of you into and through your torso. And then breathing out, gathering your hands and your arms close to your body, and then pushing straight out in front of you, as if you're pushing that space back out into the rest of the world around you. So breathing in and pulling all of this into you, receiving it and soaking it in, and then breathing out and pushing, creating, expressing back out into the world, back and forth. So you might try that a few times, pulling in, breathing in, reception, and then pushing back out, creation. And you might just take a few more deep breaths. If your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. And you might move around or shake or stretch, whatever might feel good in this moment. And before we end today, you might consider one thing to experiment with in terms of how you receive or maybe how you create in your daily life, or maybe one for each. One adjustment that you feel is doable, and then to try it out before our next time together if you're up for it. And you can maybe write about that after we're done today if you're journaling alongside the course. Just identifying one or two things to play with in this dynamic of receiving reception, and creation. All right, so now we have woken up, calibrated, shown care for the world around us, committed to expressing ourselves authentically, or maybe just less inauthentically. And now we've spent time receiving something new and creating in a balanced dynamic between the two. And now we just have a few principles left. And I look forward to being with you next time when we'll explore the principle of noticing. Noticing and becoming more clearly aware of your particular habitual patterns, and becoming less and less controlled by them through developing the ability to simply notice them as they arise. And I will see you then. Thanks for being here.